And finally, Peter, do you believe that Sinn Féin were right to walk away, or do you think they made the wrong call?
Look, I think there's blame on all sides. I think the First Minister, I'm an admirer of hers, but frankly, the way she handled the whole renewable energy scandal was a textbook example of how not to handle a crisis when you are ultimately the minister responsible.
Why do you say that?
Well, I believe strongly in the principle of ministerial responsibility. It's one that I adopted throughout my time in government. I don't think you dump on civil servants. I think it would have been better for her to handle it in another way, and we might not have got to this situation. Though, as I recall, I don't think it was Sinn Féin who kicked up about that, first of all. Now, as to whether Martin...
Hold on one second, because it's an important thing you've just said. In terms of your belief in ministerial responsibility, because Arlene Foster was the minister in charge of the scheme, which was set up without cost controls, do you believe that was a resigning matter for her, or a matter of her simply stepping aside?
No, I don't think it was a resigning matter, and whether she should have stepped aside or not is not a matter for me. What I don't think any minister, including in this instance Arlene, should do, in my view, in my experience, is say, not me, Gov, this happened, although on my watch, without my knowledge, and nothing to do with me, we should simply move on. I don't think that was a wise approach to adopt. That's my view. As to what has happened since, you know, look, when people in the Sinn Féin's case refuse to nominate, that's very serious. It's a very serious step for them to take, and they have risked bringing this whole show down. But then, you know, where did this start? And is it being helped by posturing on the Irish language and other equality issues and other important questions? And are Theresa May and the Secretary of State and the Northern Ireland office really giving this the personal attention and care that they should do jointly with the Irish Republic and with the Taoiseach and his ministers and officials? I don't see evidence of that. And that, more than anything else, was what worries me at the present time. The British government, Her Majesty's government, have got to get into the driving seat of this and got to do what previous prime ministers, particularly Tony Blair and John Major before him, did, and also, to be fair, Gordon Brown afterwards, is take personal responsibility, say, the Northern Ireland situation is top of my agenda, along with Brexit and the rest of it, and we've got to solve this together.